the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, July 13th. The Collecton Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament Epistle and Gospel will be read from the New Century Version Bible. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Amos, chapter 7, verses 7 through 17. This is what he showed me. The Lord stood by a straight wall with a plumb line in his hand. The Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I will put a plumb line among my people Israel to show how crooked they are. I will not look the other way any longer. The places where Isaac's descendants worship will be destroyed. Israel's holy places will be turned into ruins, and I will attack King Jeroboam's family with the sword. Amaziah, a priest at Bethel, sent this message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos is making evil plans against you with the people of Israel. He has been speaking so much that his land can't hold all his words. This is what Amos has said. Jeroboam will die by the sword, and the people of Israel will be taken as captives out of their own country. Then Amaziah said to Amos, seer, go back right now to Judah, do your prophesying, and earn your living there. But don't prophesy any more here at Bethel. This is the king's holy place, and it is the nation's temple. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I do not make my living as a prophet, nor am I a member of a group of prophets. I make my living as a shepherd, and I take care of sycamore trees. But the Lord took me away from tending the flock and said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. So listen to the Lord's word. You tell me, don't prophesy against Israel, and stop prophesying against the descendants of Isaac. Because you have said this, the Lord says, your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will be killed with swords. Other people will measure your land and divide it among themselves, and you will die in a foreign country. The people of Israel will definitely be taken from their own land as captives. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1, Psalm, is Psalm 82. God takes his stand in the council of heaven. He gives judgment in the midst of the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked? Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and needy. Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked. They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals, and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own. Track 2, Old Testament, is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 9 through 14. The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. You will have many children, your cattle will have many calves, and your fields will produce good crops, because the Lord will again be happy with you, just as he was with your ancestors. But you must obey the Lord your God by keeping all his commands and rules that are written in this book of the teachings. You must return to the Lord your God with your whole being. This command I give you today is not too hard for you. It is not beyond what you can do. It is not up in heaven. You do not have to ask, who will go up to heaven and get it for us, so we can obey it and keep it. It is not on the other side of the sea. You do not have to ask, who will go across the sea and get it? Who will tell it to us so we can keep it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 2 Psalm is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 9. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation, in you have I trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Gracious and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in his way. He guides the humble in doing right, and teaches his way to the lowly. All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, I am an apostle because that is what God wanted. Also from Timothy, our brother. To the holy and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ that live in Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we have heard about the faith you have in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all of God's people. You have this faith and love because of your hope, and what you hope for is kept safe for you in heaven. You learned about this hope when you heard the message about the truth, the good news that was told to you. Everywhere in the world, that good news is bringing blessings and is growing. This has happened with you too. Since you heard the good news and understood the truth about the grace of God, you learned about God's grace from Epaphras, whom we love. He works together with us and is a faithful servant of Christ for us. He also told us about the love you have from the Holy Spirit. Because of this, since the day we heard about you, we have continued praying for you, asking God that you will know fully what He wants. We pray that you will also have great wisdom and understanding in spiritual things so that you will live the kind of life that honors and pleases the Lord in every way. You will produce fruit in every good work and grow in the knowledge of God. God will strengthen you with His own great power so that you will not give up when troubles come, but you will be patient. And you will joyfully give thanks to the Father who has made you able to have a share in all that He has prepared for His people in the kingdom of light. God has freed us from the power of darkness, and He brought us into the kingdom of His dear Son. The Son paid for our sins, and in Him we have forgiveness. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Then an expert on the law stood up to test Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to get life forever?" Jesus said, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" The man answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind. Also, love your neighbor as you love yourself." Jesus said to him, "Your answer is right. Do this, and you will live." But the man, wanting to show the importance of his question, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered, "As a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, some robbers attacked him. They tore off his clothes, beat him, and left him lying there, almost dead. It happened that a priest was going down that road. When he saw the man, he walked by on the other side. Next, a Levite came there, and after he went over and looked at the man, he walked by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan, traveling down the road, came to where the hurt man was. When he saw the man, he felt very sorry for him. The Samaritan went to him, poured olive oil and wine on his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he put the hurt man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he cared for him. The next day the Samaritan brought out 2 coins, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of this man. If you spend more money on him, I will pay it back to you when I come again.'" Then Jesus said, "Which one of these 3 men do you think was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the robbers?" The expert on the law answered, "The one who showed him mercy." The Gospel of the Lord. On July 17th, we celebrate the life of William White, Bishop of Pennsylvania, read from a great cloud of witnesses. William White was born in Philadelphia, March 24th, 1747, and was educated at the college of that city, graduating in 1765. In 1770, he went to England, was ordained deacon on December 23rd, and priest on April 25th, 1772. On his return home, he became Assistant Minister of Christ and St. Peter's, 1772 to 1779, and rector from that year until his death, July 17, 1836. He also served as chaplain of the Continental Congress from 1777 to 1789, and then of the United States Senate until 1800. Chosen unanimously as first Bishop of Pennsylvania, September 14, 1786, he went to England again with Samuel Provost, Bishop-elect of New York, and the 2 men were consecrated in Lambeth Chapel on Sunday, September 4, 1787, by the Archbishops of Canterbury and York and the Bishops of Bath and Wells and of Peterborough. Bishop White was the chief architect of the Constitution of the American Episcopal Church and the wise overseer of its life during the first generation of its history. He was the presiding bishop at its organizing general convention in 1789, and again from 1795 until his death in Philadelphia on July 17, 1836. He was a theologian of no mean ability, and among his protégés, in whose formation he had a large hand, were such leaders of a new generation as John Henry Hobart, Jackson Kemper, and William Augustus Muhlenberg. White's gifts of statesmanship and reconciling moderation steered the American church through the first decades of its independent life. His influence in his native city made him its first citizen. Too few men has the epitaph "venerable" been more aptly applied. Let us pray. O Lord, in a time of turmoil and confusion, you raised up your servant William White and endowed him with wisdom, patience, and a reconciling temper, that he might lead your church into ways of stability and peace. Hear our prayer and give us wise and faithful leaders, that through their ministry your people may be blessed and your will be done. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.